picket fence out of mulberry one time. Big old mulberry tree in there, it don't rot.
Well, that would be handy. Well, what, say on a farm, the place where you grow your cotton or your corn, you call that your...
Well, farmland.
Farmland, or yeah. You say you have a cotton.
And, of course, there were some of these people that was kind of haphazard about the farming. And but then there were others that was real particular. And their rows would just be just as straight as a string from one end to the other. Of course, these that planted their stuff in a kind of haphazard-like manner, and the rows would be crooked. They had an excuse for that because more grows in the crooked row than it does in the straight row.
I see. You can justify it. Yeah.
Now that's.
usually somebody's doing something like that, he can find a way to...
And when they lay these rows off, they get them two poles. And if the rows is real long, they put either a piece of white rag or a paper on top of it. And when you started at one end of the row, you was going... You'd drive right straight towards this pole you had set up. Well, before you left, well, you measured the distance you wanted your rows and set the pole up to come back by.
I see.
When you get out to the other end, well, you'd take that one up and measure two rows, you see. One to start on and one to come back to. And you could... And when you could just guide your horse and plow right all the way, right, make your rows just as straight as they could be.
Did people talk about, would they say they had a field of cotton or a field of corn?
Well, some, they called it the corn field or the cotton field, and then there'd be some, but if it wasn't very big, they called it the cotton patch. That was a pretty common thing about sowing turnip seed in the fall. Sow patch turnips.
Patch of turnips. I see. Well, do you ever see in this area either any fences or walls made out of loose stone or rock?
No. I've never seen any around in this section in rock fences. There never was enough rock around here for that. I have known of, not seen, but people that would plant bordark, make a bordark fence.
What now?
Bordark.
I think I've heard of that.
Well, it's a tree. And they plant this stuff real thick. It's got thorns on it. And they had what they call horse apples growed on. But now there never was very much bordark growed right around here. It grew in the bottom, river bottom. But out here in this black land that I made reference to yesterday, a lot of bordark grows out there. And there were some of these companies that